the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Hey, thanks for joining us. It's Mark Irvin. Tickled to be here on Matt Russell's show on the Menu. Got a couple of special guests with me today. The wonderful Laura Feimster with Boys and Girls Club, and everybody's favorite pit boss, Amber Haddad with Fox Restaurant Concepts.
Hey, Mark.
Good to see you. Thanks for joining us on the show. So this is that special show that Matt loans us every year and gives us a chance to talk about the party, a little benefit for an organization known as the Boys and Girls Club. Laura, let me pick it up with you. Give us a kind of just a brief description, if you would, of what is the party.
Well, Mark, thank you very much for having us today. The party is the most amazing party in all of Tucson. It benefits the Boys and Girls Club. This is actually our third annual party. We are expecting probably 3,500 or so guests to partake in incredible food that Amber will be talking about later from Fox Restaurant Concepts. We have this year, as our liner entertainment, is the band Five for Fighting. Very excited to have those guys on. And that, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to a couple of folks Jim Click. Jim Click Automotive Group is hosting the party this year. And then, of course, Fox Restaurant Concepts. Thank you very much, ma'am. Greatly appreciate that. We also are going to, or the Desert Diamond Casinos, rather, are very kind to be sponsoring Five for Fighting this year.
That's excellent. So what's it going to cost me to go to the party?
Just $100 a ticket, Mark, and $50 of that is tax deductible, of course.
Wow, that's a bargain. So did you say where it was going to be held?
Tucson Convention Center, excellent. October the 26th.
The 26th. And what time is the festivities going to kick off?
We begin at 6 p.m.
So I'm going to shift gears here for a little bit because, you know, we got to talk a little bit about food because this is obviously a show that focuses on a lot of food and wine. So, Amber, Fox Restaurant Concepts, you guys have been involved, what, this is the third year?
This is the third year.
And is this the third year for the party as well?
Third year for the party.
So before you tell us about the food, why are you guys doing this? You're going to feed 3,500 people?
Yeah, I mean, it sounded pretty crazy the first year, and we went back again, and we're in it for a third year. And this is just really a fun experience for everyone involved. We take about 75 of our employees down to the TCC for that night. Every GM and every executive chef from all of our locations, so all 8 stores in Tucson. And it's just a really great, interesting experience. You know, we get to go and really kind of pay back the community for all their loyalty.
So I've had a chance to go backstage at the party, but a lot of people haven't. And I know it's kind of crazy and chaotic back there. Give me just kind of a picture of what goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah, behind the 10-foot-tall pipe and drape. It's a little mad back there. But we rent this great big mobile kitchen, which is basically a 40-foot semi-trailer. And in it is a full-service kitchen. And out of there, we pretty much execute Zimburger. So it's lots of sliders all day long. We're doing sweet potato fries out of that truck, too. And then right behind the drapes, you know, North will be there serving house-made pasta, which is pretty cool this year. Blanco fish tacos and green chili pork enchiladas, which is one of my favorites. And then Spike, of course, will be set up in the corner back there. Spike's our corporate pastry chef, and she's got all sorts of goodies planned. Some cherry cheesecake and snow cones. I've heard a little bit about cotton candy, so it should be a pretty fun time.
So, you know, when I was in the back last year and the year before, there's this massive trailer that's like, well, there's actually a couple of them. There's like a refrigerated trailer, and there's a, you know, trailer they're cooking in. They got all this stuff going on. Where do you guys get that stuff?
Well, right. We don't really cater. We're not really set up to go, you know, to take the show on the road. So we call Latitude Catering. And they have been so generous with us. This is the third year in the row where they have donated that truck to us. And it's just been really incredible for us. You know, they're helping us with our costs for the party. And it's such a fun experience, too, to see. We pack like 15, 16 guys in that truck. And just kind of watching everyone work together, it's a cool experience for them.
So how many total chefs will be there working in that trailer that night?
We'll have probably about 15 people in the trailer. And then, you know, we'll have some of our executive chefs down from Phoenix to help out. We need a little bit of support from up there. And we can't take everybody out of the restaurants. It's a Friday night. And so they'll be, you know, some of our important people will be there too. And it's just a really, you know, to see everybody working together and really doing it for such a great cause. It's a once in a year experience.
So logistically, it's probably just really easy to throw that thing together, isn't it?
Yeah, it takes a couple emails beforehand, But third year in a row, luckily, we've got a lot of the same great people year over year. And so they're all into it.
So, you know, you guys always take such pride in the way you decorate your booths and stuff. I mean, who does that?
Well, in the past, we've gone down to the TCC and really kind of built our restaurants in the exhibit hall there. And this year, we're doing something a little bit different. You know, we're going for an overall theme of the party, which is old Hollywood and high glamour and, you know, lots of cool decor, but keeping it really kind of one theme throughout the whole room. And so this year you'll see some of the cigarette girls from last year carrying around little treats from some of our other restaurants. We're making a little appearance from Culinary Dropout with the pretzels and the cheese. We're bringing a little True Food Kitchen.
My personal favorite.
Okay, good. Little True Food Kitchen coming to us through Wildflower with the kale salad. So this is also a great opportunity for us to, you know, share some of the other Fox restaurant concepts that haven't yet made its way down to Tucson.
Yeah, I think that kale salad, I mean, I don't think I'd ever had a kale salad till I had it up at True Foods, and now I'm absolutely addicted to it. So I got a question. Are we going to have those little donuts?
You know, Spike is keeping a couple tricks up her sleeve, and so she hasn't disclosed the full dessert menu. I'm not sure if donuts are on the menu yet, but I know they were a big hit the first year.
And all the corporate folks, I'm sure, are going to come down from Phoenix because, you know, Fox Restaurants started here in Tucson. So will Sammy be down?
You know, we're opening a new True Food Kitchen in Cherry Creek, Denver, the Wednesday before the party. And so he's going to try for sure. He was pretty excited about a couple of the live auction items. So he may come down just for that.
We can always arrange a show bidder. So here's a question. I know somebody's going to be mad if I don't ask it. When are we going to get a True Foods here?
I mean, we all want a True Food Kitchen in Tucson. Dr. Weil wants a True Food Kitchen in Tucson. This is his neighborhood for
right.
Sure. So it makes all the sense in the world. We got to find the perfect spot, you know, kind of the perfect situation. But we're looking for sure.
Okay, anybody's got an idea, call Amber, okay, where that should be. So we're gonna hop back to Laura a little bit. So, Laura, this is a deal that, and I want to get to the music, you know, a little bit more of the Five for Fighting and you know, some of the other music that's going to be there. But take just a moment and give me a snapshot of who the party benefits, why that's important, and maybe a little bit about the organization, if you would.
You know, Mark, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson is going to be 50 years old next year. It's one of Tucson's most longstanding, loved charities in town. This incredible charity serves over 8,000 at-risk youth in our community. It is probably one of the most incredible organizations from the standpoint of taking care of at-risk children. You know, and for you in the audience that don't know, Mark is a past president of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson, and he is a past chair of the party. He's actually one of the founding chairs of the party. The kids that attend our clubs really, really need us to help them with simple things like homework, simple things like a place that's safe to go after school. We have incredible basketball leagues in all of our houses, in all of our clubhouses now, thanks to some incredible guys at Rolling for Ninos, which are, you know, great friends of the clubs. We, you know, my company, Ross, helps with Power Hour, which helps kids do their homework. And in the clubhouses, the kids are encouraged by the clubhouse directors to come and spend at least an hour in the libraries and the computer rooms, where they're able to provide some paid tutors, but a lot of volunteer tutors. And the kids just get an enormous amount of help with their homework. They have craft rooms and, like I said, computer rooms. They also participate in craft fairs and you know, making things that they wouldn't be able to do elsewhere. I'm just, you know, for everybody that wants to come to the party, just a little bit about how much it costs for us to support each child is about $700 a child. And believe it or not, the clubs only charge these children $5 for the school year, and then again $5 if they choose to participate in the summer programs. So that $695 gets to be made up by the board of directors and all of our wonderful, wonderful donors. And the party is one of those great places where you can come and have a great time and know that the dollars you're spending go to an amazing cause.
So I guess it'd be safe to say if you're only charging the kids $5 and it costs you $700, you're not going to make it up on volume.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think. So really something like the party is pretty important to allowing us to continue that.
It is our number one fundraiser for the year. Absolutely.
Yeah. So did you touch it all on how many kids?
We serve over 8,000 children a year.
How many clubhouses?
We have 6 clubhouses in very strategically located parts of town where our services are very, very needed.
So at a typical clubhouse, we'd probably have, 1,500, 1,800 kids is probably a pretty good average?
Yep, and we serve between 100 and 200 every single day. Could be more, depending if we're playing a basketball game that night or something like a big project is going on. But I tell you, it is, I invite all of you to come down and take a look.
Well, I think I hold a record for going to clubhouses and trying to shoot baskets. Vance Fallbaum may have beat me, but I don't think I've yet to make I've made my second or third shot, but never my first shot. So it's I think the basketball leagues are great, and I think the folks at Roland Ferninos, the guys that help with that, are just really amazing. Because as you know, we had to close that basketball program. So we're going to take a break. This is KNST.
Guy has the big bite. He has the dainty bite. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Well, unfortunately, it's not Matt Russell. You turn the show over to us. Are we having fun?
We are having fun. We're
having a blast. So I've got Amber and I've got Laura here on the air with me. This is Mark Irvin, KNST 790 AM and 97.1 FM. And by the way, if something gets messed up here, call in and complain to Roger. Another topic. So I got to ask this question. So Laura, why and how did you get involved with Boys and Girls Club?
Well, for a long time, a good friend of ours, Patty Howard, said, Laura, you've got to come and see about this organization. You've got to come and just sit in the clubhouses and see what we do. And I was busy, whatever. And finally, I went one day with her to the Frank and Edith Morden Clubhouse and went and just sat and watched. She introduced me to some of the kids and to the outstanding clubhouse director, Daniel Miranda, there. And I was hooked. I was absolutely hooked. And I got an opportunity to come to meetings and met crazy people like yourself. And you all convinced me that it was an amazing organization with an incredible purpose, and the cause was something that I absolutely believe in. And so this will be, believe it or not, this will be my 5th year.
It's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, you were crazy enough to said, yes, I will co-chair the party. And, you were also involved last year as well. I mean, so how does this work? I mean, why are you involved with all this?
Well, I believe in the mission. And the mission is to save children's lives. And, everything we do, every friend we bother, and thank you to all of my hundreds of friends that I've bugged to sell tickets to and auction items to procure for this event, it's all worth it. And it's wonderful when you can sit down and ask someone for $5,000 or $10,000, literally, and say, this is why I'm doing this. Let me tell you about the children we serve in this community and what would happen to those children if we weren't here as an organization. And it's amazing how fast checkbooks come out. It's amazing how artists give us paintings and incredible restaurants like Fox will give us gift cards. And it is just a wonderful organization. I mean, we have an amazing board that is made up of, incredible community leaders and civic activists and doctors and lawyers and just regular, moms and dads that care about the kids in our community. And it is, that's the reason I joined. And when you guys asked me to be a part of the party committee, I said, absolutely, I signed up. And then never go to coffee with you and David Lovett is a secret there. But when you guys asked me to co-chair the party and Jana Westerbeek, who is my wonderful co-chair, she and I decided to do it last year and work with you and Bob Gugino. And you guys taught us an amazing amount of stuff and made us very prepared for this year. And she and I are very honored to be the co-chairs this year. It is a lot of work, but we've got a staff at the Boys and Girls Club that is an amazing staff. They work out. I mean, there's a whole group of them there right now, inputting all of the auction items and getting all of the tickets out and answering the phones and selling tickets and really making sure that all of the details of this party get taken care of. And I tell you, it is, again, I am proud and I am humbled to be a part of this organization.
You know, we kind of joke a little bit about our buddy Clicker, Jim Click, that he's just has no ability to say no when it comes to Boys and Girls Club. And I think that would probably fit you as well. Now, I'm thinking next year you've got some more duties coming up, don't you?
Oh, I do indeed. It was another one of those coffee things that you should never do with David Lovett. I'm going to be the president of this lovely organization. I am very, that, of course, is an amazing opportunity and honor.
Yeah, we're really excited about Laura coming, and she's just done a great job with helping us transition in so many things. And when I think about people that can't say no, I always have to pick on my pal Amber for a little bit. So, Amber, I got to ask you this. So I'm thinking almost 4 years ago, we came in and sat down and kind of talked to you about a crazy idea with the party. I mean, I'm sure it had to be kind of a little bit overwhelming. Now here, as after all this time has passed, what do you think?
You know, I think we're really grateful we got involved. And, you know, talking about not knowing how to say no, I learned that from two people, definitely Sam and Reagan. You know, neither of them can say no to anyone. It's what the entire company's, you know, foundation of hospitality is built on. And, you know, that first year was a little crazy, but we're really fortunate to have so many of those same team members working for Fox Restaurants still to this day. And so really, I can't give enough credit to the GMs and the executive chefs who really start planning this operation, you know, 3-4 weeks in advance. And all of the support we get from our corporate offices up in Phoenix, having Christopher come down and Clint come down and help with all the food. And, you know, really, it is a team effort for sure. You know, and this year, we're really just excited to kind of do some new things and kind of, you know, make it a little bit more about one themed party and, you know, kind of put our efforts into even better food and better service.
Well, I'll tell you something funny. You know, when we first started, I remember our event manager just felt the need to have a discussion with Amber about all kinds of stuff. And I remember letting her know that she should just leave Amber alone, that she doesn't need any coaching or any direction, and we should just let her do her thing. And so I'm thinking that was probably a pretty good decision, wasn't it?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that help you gave me.
Yeah. So how do you guys, when it, you know, comes time to do this and you're thinking about this big of a crowd and 3,500 people, I mean, how do you, like, figure out what you're going to do for food?
You know, we kind of get together in a room and decide first what the menu is going to be. And we definitely want to showcase some of our best, most popular dishes. And then, like I was saying, kind of have the opportunity to bring some new food down to Tucson. So, for example, you know, those pretzels are house made and we really only have the setup to make them at Culinary Dropout. And so they're going to be made that morning and then Christopher's going to pick them up and bring them down. I mean, it's very much a family, you know, it's a small operation and then it's applying it to get 4,000 people fed. And down here, Spike just today over at Wildflower, I saw her during lunch. She had the GM from Sauce over and she was walking him through how to make cheesecakes for the event. Mm-hmm. So it's also a great learning opportunity and time for the GMs and chefs to get to work with some of the upper level people in the organization.
It's really cool. So I understand I get brownie points for this, so I'm just going to say this. KNST, 790 AM, 97.1. You're listening to On the Menu without Matt Russell. Okay, so we're going to go back, and I want to ask a question here of my pal, Laura. Next year is a big year for Boys and Girls Club. A little anniversary coming up. What's that all about?
I tell you, it is the 50th anniversary of the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Tucson. And that is something that is pretty remarkable. I was at a national meeting a few months ago, and there are only a couple of handfuls of clubs in the country that have been around for as long as the clubs in Tucson. And you know, there are some people in this town that deserve big thank yous for that. Jim Click, you know, David Lovett, yourself, and many others. But, you know, next year we're going to spend the whole year really paying homage to not just the organization and the kids in that we serve, but to this community for all that they have done to sustain over the last 50 years this incredible organization. And, you know, just so our listeners know, you know, Mark is an emeritus board member. He has claimed to have retired, but our dear friend Mark has agreed to be the co-chair of the 50th anniversary celebration along with our good friend Jim Click next year. And I want to thank you for that very much, Mark and Jim. But it is going to be, we'll have all of our normal, wonderful events, the event, steak and burger, and of course the party. But we're going to throw in some surprises in the year that will really showcase not only our organization, but the community and what they've done for the organization. And the just it's amazing when you look back through the annals and the history and all of the notes and the newspaper articles and all the things we've been cleaning out of the basement, so to speak, over the last couple of months to kind of get us ready for this. How many, just hundreds of thousands of people that have donated and have done things for this organization, have come in and built things or donated a refrigerator along the way or, you know, a new van. And it's just, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be kind of our organization's way to pay back the community for what they've done for the Boys and Girls Club for the, over the last 50 years.
So, you know, we probably should mention again that this is that special party edition. So tell me again really quickly, if somebody wanted tickets, what's the date, what's the cost, and who do they call?
They need to call the Boys and Girls Club, and I'll get you that telephone number here in a minute.
I'll give it to you. How about 573-3533?
Thank you, Mark. I can't get my BlackBerry up fast enough. Those iPhones, darn it. And it's, again, October the 26th from 6 to 11. It's $100 a ticket, and, of course, $50 of that is tax deductible.
Sounds perfect. And so it's the 26th, Saturday, TCC. Friday, TCC, $500, $100 a ticket. You can pay $500.
You can pay $500. I will take $500.
Right. Now, we should also remind people that here in a little while, we're going to be having a special secret question. And if you're the right, if you can call in with the right answer, we're going to give you two tickets to go to the party. And here's what else is cool. We're going to have a bonus question. If you answer that right, we're going to throw in a, like a, you're going to get a threefer, okay? So you're going to get three tickets. So that's... that's going to be the deal with that. So if somebody wanted to get involved, you know, they forget, you know, we already told them how they could buy a ticket or something. You know, are there opportunities for somebody in the community to get involved in the board or helping or what? I mean, so what do they do with that?
Absolutely. The phone number that Mark just gave you, which is?
573-3533.
Is the phone number to our main offices. And anyone that wants to volunteer, we are more than happy to have you come in. And there, of course, is a very rigorous interview and process that has to be gone through for folks that want to do volunteering. And we would love folks in the community that have time to offer to come on in and to do that. So that's how you get done. And to be a board member, to be an associate board member, find a board member that you know and ask.
And so if they jumped on the Boys and Girls Club website, they could probably find out who those board members are?
Absolutely.
Sounds perfect. By the way, for those that also might want to get tickets and just don't want to talk to anybody, can't imagine that, you can also jump online on thepartytucson.com, and you can get your tickets there and what have you. So a lot of different ways to get involved, a lot of different ways to get tickets, and as you can tell, there's going to be some superfood. You know, after we come back from our break, I am going to want to touch a little bit on the music and some of the fun. And I'm also going to want to talk about the cigarette Tipperillo gals that, Katie, we have another special guest in the audience, and that's Katie Feemster, which is Laura's daughter. She's in town from school, and she would probably fit that bill because they're all exceptionally tall. So I think that would just be perfect. So be a lot of fun there, and I want to talk about the cigarette Tipperillo gals when we get back. So 573-3533 is where you call to get a ticket, or you can do thepartytucson.com. Here's the Brownie Point, KNST, 790 AM, 97.1 FM.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
I'm back. Well, obviously Matt's not here, but you do have Mark Irvin, and I've got special guests, Amber Dodd and also Laura Feemster. Welcome. So we've been talking a little bit about the party, Friday, October the 26th, the Tucson Convention Center. Tickets are $100. You can jump online at thepartytucson.com or call 573-3533. So we've been talking a little bit about the party. We've talked about the food. We haven't really touched that much on the music. So, Laura, do me a favor. Tell me what we can expect in the way of music.
So when everyone walks in to do register upstairs in the lobby, we have the incredible talents of the Rideau River Band. A group of local businessmen have gotten together and just have an incredible band. And these very kind gentlemen have agreed to be our welcome entertainment. And I want to thank them very much for doing that because they are donating their time, which is incredible.
That's great.
When you get downstairs, the wonderful Clear Channel family of radio stations will be having their DJs doing all sorts of really fun things on stage. Amber spoke earlier about the kind of overall theme of the party, which is the kind of the Hollywood glam. And they'll be playing kind of appropriate music and just having a lot of fun. It's rumored that John, Jay, and Rich will also be attending the party. So those guys, and I know they're coming, they're going to be a blast. They are great supporters of the Boys and Girls Club. And then, of course, the headliner is Five for Fighting. We're so excited to have them in Tucson for the concert. They are a great group of guys that really think our mission is cool and want to be a part of it. So I'm really pleased that they're going to be joining us. It should be a great concert. You know, one of the things that I didn't say is a lot of people keep asking me, what do I wear? What do I wear? It's come as you are. It's Tucson casual. There are people that wear cocktail dresses, and there are people that wear flip-flops and shorts. It's Tucson. So come as you are. Have a great time. It's Friday night, so a lot of people just come right after work, and it's pretty relaxed. A lot of fun, great food, a lot of great libations, but the entertainment should be pretty stellar this year. It should be a lot of fun.
So are those wacky martini slides coming back again?
You know, we're going to have this really fun, big, central location bar that will have a martini slide in it. We're not going to have the ones kind of all over the floor because I think I knocked over one and broke it accidentally last year, so I said no more of those. But we are having the partini, Mark. We would not have it. What would the party be without a partini?
Yeah, it would be pretty tough. So there's also like an auction going on, too. What's up with that?
The auction's pretty awesome. We have a silent auction that will have between 900 and 1,000 items. And those items are incredible trips, beautiful jewelry, great wine, great restaurants, a lot of really fun things for around the house, a lot of great tools. We have wonderful gift certificates from all over town. And then we have an amazing, amazing live auction that our dear and good friend Jim Cook will be the auctioneer for. Some phenomenal trips. I don't want to give away too much of the surprise. We'll put some things out on theparty.com over this next week. But trust me when I tell you there's going to be some amazing, amazing live auction items that will go that night.
And you envision you'll do about 10 of those again?
We should do, yes. It'll be 10 or 12.
10 or
It'll
12.
Be 10 or 12.
And then how about the silent auction? You know, I mean, in the past, I know the silent auction has had things that have gone for as little as $100 and all the way up to the sky's limit. What do you expect to see this year in the silent auction? How many items and types of things?
Again, that 900 to 1,000 items. And, you know, Mark, we're going to have things in there that are $25 and around that. And up to, like you said, we've got some great trips that are in the $2,500, $5,000 range. Some just incredible bottles of wine and in our wine and dine area. Our good friend Bill Kelt, who is on our board from Lowe's, the Lowe's folks have stepped up this year and really donated some very fun things. So all of you gentlemen listening, that tool time thing happened. There's amazing tools.
So boys' toys?
Boys' toys.
They're back.
But yes, they are back. They are back. And then there's one other really fun thing that we introduced last year, and that's our Super Chance. And that's our raffle that we have about 100 items in that. And those tickets are one for $25 or six for 100. And those can be purchased again at thepartytucson.com. You can call the clubhouses and our clubhouse and office and purchase there. Or we'll have tickets available that evening as well for the Super Chance.
I don't know if I mentioned this. If I didn't, I just want to real quick. You're listening to KNST 97.1 FM, 790 AM. So I got to ask you another question, and we're going to kind of put Amber on the spot here for a bit. Why haven't we recruited her as a board member for all she does? I mean, why isn't she, like, on the board?
Amber, you want to be on the board?
I guess I'll be on the board.
Perfect.
That is perfect. There, I like these. You know, closes like this on the air. You know, there's a lot of libations that are on that are over at the party. And I know we always encourage, you know, getting a designated driver and all those kinds of thing. And I couldn't help listening to that Entourage is a sponsor. And for whatever it's worth, I like those guys a lot. We've used them quite a bit, and just a really smart way to get home if you've had too much fun. So I got to ask this. Last year, Gadabout, our pal Jana, went kind of crazy with all kind, like, you know, glue on tattoos and all that kind of stuff. I mean, what's going on this year?
I think Jana has some surprises up her sleeve this year. I think we'll probably, I know you and Bob particularly liked the glitter tattoos. I believe a few of those will be back. A few ladies will be back to apply those again this year. But she is sort of stirring up a couple of extra little surprises, and I'm going to not blow that. So if you want to know them, you have to buy a ticket.
Well, I've already done that, so I think I'll just have to wait and
find out.
You'll
just have to wait.
So are there lots of surprises? You know, see what happens is once you've chaired, the new chairs try to do their best to keep you in the dark. So I'm just trying to get any kind of details that I possibly can.
You know, I think the one surprise that I will let everybody know about is something that we're going to do in the live auction. And we're going to give, I think, if anybody knows anything about the live auction, you can go online and look about it. I mean, we have incredible trips that are $25,000 trips, $10,000 trips, $50,000. I mean, a lot of incredible things there. We're going to introduce something this year. You know, a few minutes ago, I let you all know how much it costs to support a child and how much it costs the clubs. We're going to give an opportunity to everyone that is attending the party this year, an opportunity to participate in the live auction. And that's all I'm going to tell you, but it's going to be pretty special, and it has to do with the kids. And it's something that I think people will, it's going to be a showstopper. It's going to be a showstopper.
So on the live auction, it seems like, you know, is that going to be like a 30-minute gig like it's been the past 40 minutes, just kind of, you know, power through those items real quick? Is our pal Jim Click going to do that again?
He is, and you know how fast Mr. Click goes through things. And it should take about 30 minutes, maybe 40, because this new thing we're introducing with the kids will probably have lots and lots and lots and lots of bidders for this, which is a good thing. But it will take 30 minutes. It's a lot of fun, even just to watch. It is a really fun thing to do, and people get pretty passionate when they want a trip to Italy or they want a trip to Mexico, or, you know, it gets pretty crazy when people are bidding to go to Aspen or Telluride. It's a lot of fun to watch. Even if you can't bid, it's a lot of fun to watch.
So how do you think Clicker can look out in the audience and somehow know all 3,500 attendees? How does that happen?
You know, the man's been around town forever, and I think everybody's bought a car from him at one time or another, right? Yeah, I mean, they know him.
That's a definite.
He does. He's involved, and not just in the Boys and Girls Club. And when you talk about Mr. Click, he is involved in many incredible charities in town. And I think people just know him because he is one of our finest leaders, and certainly one of our finest charitable leaders in this community. He's a great friend to the clubs, and we are very, very fortunate to have him.
Yeah, for those that might not know, Jim Click He rescued the clubs over 30 years ago and then helped, you know, put us on the pathway to success, and has been involved ever since. And anybody that's a friend of Jim's is probably involved as well. I don't think he's real good about saying no either. What do you think?
He never says no. He is always, you pick up the phone, you send him an email, a text, and he's like, yep, whatever you need, Laura. I mean, you know that, Mark. He's whatever you need. And he's somebody that he does it because he believes in the mission. He understands the importance of taking care of these kids. And he does it from his heart. And he is just an incredibly committed man to this cause.
Yeah, I got to ask Amber a question. So, Amber, how many times a week is Jim in Zinberger?
It's every day.
He's got, like, you know, every time I'm there, he's got like his own special. But I also notice he's got like this big bowl of fruit. You know, is that, can I go in and order a big bowl of fruit, or is that just a special I eat here every day, Jim Click deal.
No, you can get the Click special, which is usually, what, turkey burger, no bun, extra avocado, and a big bowl of fruit.
Hey, perfect. So now you know. Is it actually called the Clicker?
That's what they call it. Yeah. It's in Burger on Grant. Yep.
Yeah, pretty fun. So if you ever want to run into Jim, he's probably going to, you know, give me a swift kick for saying this, but you can usually find him weekdays over at Zen Burger on Grant with the Clicker special, which again is?
Turkey burger, no bun, extra avocado, and a big bowl of fruit.
So, Laura, I got to ask you, how many people does it take to put on the party?
Wow. I tell you, there are 65 board members. There are about 120 associate board members. And then we've got a staff, and I tell you, that staff seems like, I don't know, Amber, it seems like there's 100 of them, and there's only maybe 10.
Yeah.
And they do the work of 100. So it is, I tell you, sometimes I wonder how it gets done, but it gets done. And it gets done because everybody, again, is committed to the mission, and we know how important it is. There are 8,000 children counting on us to do our very best. And so it is a small number when you really think about it. I mean, Amber brings 75 of her folks, you know, the board. We've got an incredible team at the Tucson Convention Center that helps us out. Kate and her folks help us out. And then all of our donors that you know, Golden Eagle, those guys do an amazing amount of work. You know, Joe Cristiani and his Aqua Chill Company, they just donate. They just give. They just do. You know, Norma Gentry, those guys, they just say, what do you need? Mm-hmm. How many sandwiches can I bring you? How many bottles of water do you need? And they bring it. And so, you know, they have countless numbers of people that help them too. So, you know, it's a lot of people that help. And, you know, we probably will never know when you think about all of the donors and stuff and their companies, that those folks that work for them that help. But, you know, there's 65 of us on the board, and we all are involved at some point or another, because that's a required committee, Amber, that you have to participate
66.
In.
66, yeah.
And now we're 66. Yay! And, Roger, can I get a little more cheer there? Thank you.
Thanks, Roger.
By the way, did we mention this is KNST 790 AM, 97.1 FM? Did we mention that?
We did. It's thumbs up from Roger. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Amber, what's the first thing we need to fix since you're a new board member? What do we need to fix over at the clubs?
Oh, boy. What do we need to fix? I think maybe there's just a few more people out there that need to know all the great things that are going on.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting as I think about the clubs. You know, when I joined the board back in, you know, 91 or whatever it was, you know, I think we had one clubhouse. We had just had to close one down because it had foundation problems. And you know, Jim helped us kind of reorganize everything and put us back on the pathway. And as I look now with six clubs and, you know, an 8,000 plus members, it's almost a little mind-boggling when you think about the impact that the Boys and Girls Club does in the community. I also know that it's always kind of been a strong point for us to try to take a lead in issues impacting youth, and you know, I know we have a number of partnerships, that things we try to do with other organizations, you know, and we've got all kinds of friends that help us. Laura, you want to touch on that at all?
You know, yes, I do. I tell you, you know, we've already talked about those groups like Rolling for Ninos and Jim Click and our friends at the casino, but we've got, you know, just the police department, the sheriff's department. Those guys, we're very fortunate to have the chief of police sit on our board. And, you know, those guys do amazing, amazing work for us. And the sheriff's department helps us out. You know, we work with the Udall Foundation Parks in Focus project, which is one of your favorite charities. Pima Community College, those guys are wonderful with, you know, the Mark Irvin Youth of the Year program. And they give us scholarships for our kids that win the Youth of the Year for the clubs. And I, you know, we've got an incredible amount of, like I've mentioned, Golden Eagle. Those guys do just tons of work for us, Gadabout. You know, Jana is a board member, but, you know, they're also partners with us and provide an enormous amount of support for the clubs that, you know, that a lot of people wouldn't think about. That, you know, when you have to go buy printer paper and copiers and those kinds of things, that's what our partners do for us. They really provide a lot of funding for us to use to keep the clubs running.
That's probably a perfect segue into a question for Amber. So, Amber, 3,500 people. I know, you know, you don't break even on this thing. I mean, what does it really cost you guys to do this? This is a big donation that Fox Restaurant Concepts does.
Yeah, you know, this is our biggest donation of the year, for sure. And it feels really great to have it happen in Tucson. And for the Boys and Girls Club, you know, Tucson is where FRC got its start. And Sam's always had, you know, a longtime connection with so many members on the board of the Boys and Girls Club, you and Bob and so many other people. And of course, Mr. Click has always been our best supporter. You know, this is about a $30,000 donation on our part.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Man, it's an absolutely huge, huge donation. And, you know, a lot of times, you see people do things and really don't pour their heart and soul into it. And having watched what Fox Restaurant Concept does is just, I think, to me, just pretty overwhelming. And they, from, you know, decorating things to serving wonderful food to just doing fun stuff with the cigar cigarette Tipperillo gals kind of walking around. We're going to take a break. It's Mark Urban, Matt Russell, so on the menu.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Well, it's Mark Urban back. Matt's off, goofing off somewhere. But we do have an opportunity for you to get some tickets. We've got first caller that gets this right is going to get two tickets to the party. We also have a special bonus question that if you answer that correctly, you're going to get a third ticket. So you can take your mother-in-law. Okay? So we have Katie Feemster on here, and that's Laura's daughter, and she is going to tell you what that question is.
All right. So the first one is, how many Fox restaurants are there in Tucson? And the second one for the bonus question is...
Which was first? That's what we get for not giving you notes and just telling you we're going to put you on the spot. That's just, we love that. See, that's perfect. I love it. Okay, so it's Mark Urban with me, special guests. We've got Amber, we've got Laura, and we're just having a lot of fun. We're going to try to wrap things up here in a little bit. Start taking calls. So the number you want to call is 880-KNST or 880-5678. Again, you're listening to Matt Russell Show with Mark Urban, and this is KNST 790 AM, 97.1 FM. Oh, I think we got a caller. Who we got? Hi, it's Mark Urban.
Yes, I have the answer to one of the questions.
You do?
I do.
Okay, what's your guess?
Eight.
Oh. Well, I'm thinking you might be a winner. So you want to take a stab at the special bonus question so you can take your mother-in-law?
Oh, goodness.
You want a hint?
Hungry Fox.
Oh, well, you know, that's close. I don't you know what? I'm gonna defer to Amber because that could have almost been a trick question, couldn't it? I mean, it's not really a Fox restaurant concept, but it really is. Really, they're roots, aren't they?
Yeah, they're roots for sure.
So if we like spotted her and told her the street that it was on, and we said, you know, if you get this right, we're going to like give you an extra ticket. You know, you're either going to get two tickets or four tickets, but you got to answer this question right. That bonus question. It's on Oracle. Does that help?
Fox's Pizza Den.
No, sorry. Wildflower. No. Okay. Wildflower.
Oh, and I've been there. That's the only restaurant I've been to, and I love it.
You know, and they just did a True Food deal over there, and it was just great. So we're going to put you on hold for a second, get all the information, and we'll get those tickets to you. So hang on just a second. Okay, we are back. Okay, so I want the top five reasons why somebody should go to the party. And we're going to start with you. You can have your top five, and then we're going to go to Amber for her top five.
My top five reasons. Number one would be the cause and the mission, because if you come, you are supporting and saving a kid's life. Number two is fun. Number three is fun. Number four is pretzels. And she, oh my gosh, those pretzels are to die for. Is that four? Three, four is the Partini, Mark. I can't tell a lie. Four is the Partini. And five has to be five for fighting.
Five for fighting. So Amber, we know it's the food for you because, you know, that's what you do and you got to talk about that. So you can't use that as one. So what are your other five top reasons?
Okay, well, in agreement with Laura, definitely number one, the mission. Number two, the cigarette tray girls. They'll be serving up the pretzels and the snow cones and all sorts of other goodies. And they made a lot of fun last year for everyone. Pretty excited about the music. Five for Fighting. I know I've been talking to people around town and I think this is going to be a big one for sure. Number four, listening to Jim Click up on stage. We always have fun for that. Somehow the numbers that people bid always change when Mr. Click's up on stage.
Yes, they seem to go higher. Don't you love that?
Yeah, waiting for him to corner Sam again this year. That'll be fun. And number five, the fun for sure.
Absolutely.
So that's just perfect. And by the way, as you heard, we were able to give away two tickets. We still have that bonus ticket over there. We haven't figured out what we're going to do with that. We'll probably leave it here at the station and maybe throw one more with it and have them do some special drawing here at KNST 790 AM 97.1 FM. You know, it's kind of hard to pick just one station with Clear Channel that you would single out because all of them are great. You know, as you probably know, you know, they singled out Boys and Girls Club a number of years ago and said, we really want to help you guys. And, you know, it seems to me they do more than expected, sooner than expected, and better than expected. I mean, you want to touch on that at all? I mean, am I the only one that's blown away by that?
No, they're always there. And I tell you, they will be, I can't think of a station that's probably not going to be represented at some point during the night with one of their DJs. They're there to help. And, you know, there's somebody, you know, like Fox and Click that get it. And I greatly appreciate the Clear Channel family. Roger, thanks. Greatly appreciate it. I thank Matt for Matt for letting us kind of deliver the message, but, you know, in a crazy way. I'm sure he's going to go, oh, my gosh, Lord, don't ever come back again. But, you know, the party is going to be just a wonderful, wonderfully fun time. I just want to say, you know, one more time, thank you to our presenting sponsor, Jim Click, to our dinner sponsor, Fox Restaurant Concepts, and of course to our wonderful entertainment sponsor, Desert Diamond Casinos and Entertainment. And, you know, everyone in Tucson, come to the party. It's going to be a blast.
So we're going to just talk about that real quick here at KNST 790 AM 97.1 FM. Tickets are $100. You can get them by calling 573-3533. Or if you're tech savvy, get on the computer and just the partytucson.com. You can pay with your credit card. Tickets are $100. $50 of that is tax deductible. And it's just a great evening that helps a lot of kids. It's Friday, October the 26th down at the TCC. The attire is come as you are. And that means different things to different people. We get people in jeans and their favorite flip-flops. We get people in evening attire. We get people in shorts. We get people in evening. Just whatever makes you comfortable. Come as you are. Get a lot of people that come right after work. So what time do things kick off?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. And then it'll go till?
11.
11? And
yep.
What time's the band, Five for Fighting, coming on?
They should be on about 9:15, 9:30.
Oh, that's just absolutely excellent. So what am I missing? What if I got to tell people about the party?
You know, I think we've done a really good job. Amber, thank you for coming in today and helping me get through this radio show with Mark. I appreciate the partnership. You know, I think we've pretty much touched it all. If you all want more information, Mark, you can just go to thepartytucson.com.
Perfect. So I got to ask Amber a question. So Amber, last time that Matt lost his mind and turned his show over to us, we had something happen in the last 2 minutes. Do you think that'll happen this time?
I mean, we've made it pretty far.
Yeah. You know,
the sun's shining.
Still strong.
Last time we were broadcasting outside, and we kind of lost our feed. So here we go.